for the Sentinel Node trials as the continuation of this retreat. So NSABP B32, randomized patients to Sentinel Node resection, histologically negative, or histologically negative Sentinel Node resection, followed by an axillary node dissection. In 5 years, 5,600 patients were randomized. We had a power to detect 2% overall survival difference, and there were no statistically significant differences mainstreaming sentinel node resection. Contrast this to ACOSOG Z11. In the same period of time, they randomized 891 patients of a hoped-for sample size of 1,900. This was allegedly a poor man's non-inferiority trial. It was not. The endpoint was changed post hoc to local regional recurrence, and we see that sentinel node resection with two or fewer positive nodes compared to the same sentinel node resection followed by axillary node dissection had no difference. Of course, the endpoint was watered down, but this has become the standard in many institutions in the U.S. If there are one or two positive sentinel nodes, they don't go on to an axillary node dissection. Is this definitive? This, in essence, is nothing more than a modern repeat of NSABP protocol B04. So I suppose, taken together, they have influenced the standard of care relative to the abandonment of axillary node dissection in patients who have two or fewer positive histologic